May we always answer the door when Jesus knocks. Amen. And a little heads up, there's a piece of strong language in the sermon. Our gospel reading for today is not for the faint of heart. Perseverance requires a dogged belief in dignity and justice. And Jesus tells those gathered around him about the power of praying, to pray always and to not lose heart. Jesus tells those gathered around him a parable of perseverance through the lens of a widow to illustrate persistence. And Jesus is sharing his parable to offer us strength and hope, and to offer strength and hope to the oppressed. Jesus' parable shows us the powerless widow as she is beating upon the door of the faithless and disrespectful, albeit powerful, judge, with her persistent plea for justice. She is wearing him out, and so the judge relents at last. This type of persistence is a challenge. For we can easily lose heart when God's justice is not swiftly forthcoming. And because this is a painful reality, like the unrelenting widow, there are many faithful persons who pound on doors of justice here on earth and on heaven's door with prayers, wondering, when will God answer their prayers? Jesus' answer is quite simple. God's will eventually be done. Do not give up. In the meanwhile, though, keep praying, keep striving for justice, and do not lose heart. Dietrich Bonhoeffer's The Cost of Discipleship is required reading for most seminarians. And Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran pastor and theologian in Germany. And he spoke out in protest of Hitler and Nazi dictatorship. And Bonhoeffer regularly reported on events in Nazi Germany to ecumenical Protestant leaders in Europe and the United States. And this led to his spending a decade in and out of German prisons for his resistance and his relentless persistence in fighting against injustice and the violence happening to the Jews. In 1943, Bonhoeffer got sent to a Nazi concentration camp because he got caught trying to smuggle Jews out of Germany and for being part of a resistance group to have Hitler removed from power. On April 9th, 1945, he was hung. The seminary I attended, every year, we held a service of remembrance for one of our seminarians, and his name is Jonathan Daniels. Daniels has also been added to our Episcopal calendar, and his feast day is August 14th. Jonathan Daniels and a young black girl named Ruby Sales were leaving a convenience store in Alabama where they had just bought cold sodas. And they were met at the door by a man named Coleman. And he was armed with a 12-gauge shotgun. Coleman said to them, "Get off this property or I'll blow your goddamned heads off, you sons of bitches." As Daniel shoved Sales aside, Coleman fired, and Daniels was struck in the chest and died instantly. At the 50th year anniversary of his shooting, Sales shared, "I didn't rob him of his life. Racism did. And so what I've thought about is, isn't it an absolute travesty that the society would kill its best and brightest when they stand up for freedom. Does God call all of us to lay down our lives for another? No. However, Jesus does require each and every one of us to make a difference in someone's life. Jesus requires each and every one of us to make where we live better and to live lives of purpose and meaning. Keep knocking. Keep knocking until our knuckles become bloodied. Keep knocking so our knocks combine with others and still more knock with us. Keep knocking until the doors of justice open. Because if we stop knocking, then into the silence enters evil, bearing the chains of injustice and oppression. And perhaps this might sound extreme to some people, but to the ears of those who are repeatedly denied their dignity, denied their civil rights, who are repeatedly dehumanized, they've seen the silence that chases them. They understand that either the doors of justice open, or they pay the price with their lives for having knocked at the doors in the first place. Amen.